The sit-down interview is fairly rare for Lathan's administration. Reporters, including Peoria Public Radio's Alex Rusciano, were invited into the superintendent's office for the after-meeting comments. The superintendent's remarks in question started about 10 minutes into the interview. Dr. Lathan was speaking to the doubts expressed about the value and purpose of many of the changes in programs and school leadership during her tenure.
So for people to sit on, once again on the outside looking in, it's disappointing. Because I'm disappointed because I don't believe people want District 150 to succeed. Because if they would take a look and see the things that have been put in place, how hard principals and teachers and central office staff are working, and when they lay up what we have in place in our district across the country compared to other districts, they'll see we're moving in the right direction.
And she continues.
Are we having some issues along the way? Yes. But you're talking about a place where for many years there was no accountability. People can say what they want to say. They can at the podium or out in the community, the people who have retired. But I know the story from behind the scenes. I know where the skeletons are buried.
That's what retired Richwood's principal John Meisinger might call the blame game. Meisinger addressed the Peoria City Council on behalf of about 30 retired teachers and administrators. He's calling for Lathan's removal, along with her top four leadership staff. Meisinger says teachers and principals don't talk about the conditions within the district for fear of retribution. He says they also don't know who is safe to work through concerns with when they encounter problems. And Meisinger says it's underpinned by a further lack of support.
Teachers and principals have been undermined over and over in their decisions on student discipline and the use of research-based best practices in their building and classrooms by the current superintendent and her central office staff. The number of discipline incidents in our district seem to be down, but that number is deceiving because building principals and teachers no longer feel secure to report incidents that take place in their schools.
Meisinger says basic human disrespect is also a problem.
Administrators, teachers, and school support staff have been the target of extremely, extremely disrespectful and unprofessional comments by the superintendent and her staff. Many times people in the public setting and even in front of parents and children.
And Meisinger describes what he calls a lack of collaboration and a lack of relationship building.
Currently, building administrators and teachers are fearful to speak up in meetings with the superintendent or her staff for fear of retribution or vengeance for questioning her authority. They do not want to take a chance of drawing attention to themselves in any way.
But the week before, when Superintendent Lathan was with the press, she addressed some of these exact points.
There's nothing to fear. There's no intimidation. If you're doing your job and you're doing what you need to do and you're willing to go the extra mile on behalf of children and staff, there are no issues.
Lathan was talking specifically about the alleged inconsistencies in the way some of the standardized tests were given to some of the special ed classes at Charter Oak School. That's resulted in the removal and transfer of popular principal John Wetterauer. Many teachers, parents, and others who follow community education have called that a trumped-up investigation and an outright act of retaliation and vengeance. Peoria District 150 Superintendent Granita Lathan.
When people say, well, we knew this was happening, none of us knew this was going to happen. I don't know from day to day what type of report that I will receive or information I'll receive. But when I receive the information, it's my job to report it to the board, and then we make a decision on what the next steps are, if it involves a full-scale investigation or something minor. But it was never the intent to go after a particular staff member, group of staff members, or an individual school.
The Change 150 no confidence vote and call for Lathan's removal is largely symbolic. The show of force at the Peoria City Council meeting was just that, because the council has no scope of authority over the District 150 school board, and Lathan serves at the pleasure of the school board. But the Peoria City Council still granted leave of its planned agenda to hear the Change 150 speakers at the beginning of the Tuesday night policy session. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis had this to say.
But we respectfully don't want city council meetings to be a platform for this continuous message, because we believe that after this message is heard this evening, there will be plenty of platforms for that discussion to continue on outside of a Peoria City Council meeting.
The next regularly scheduled District 150 school board meeting is Monday. I'm Tanya Coates.